Penguin Random House Audio presents The Memory Police by Yoko Ogawa. Translated from the Japanese by Steven Snyder. Read for you by Tracy Kato Kiriyama. 1. I sometimes wonder what was disappeared first, among all the things that have vanished from the island. Long ago, before you were born, there were many more things here, my mother used to tell me when I was still a child. Transparent things, fragrant things, fluttery ones, bright ones, wonderful things you can't possibly imagine. It's a shame that the people who live here haven't been able to hold such marvelous things in their hearts and minds. But that's just the way it is on this island. Things go on disappearing, one by one. It won't be long now, she added. You'll see for yourself. Something will disappear from your life. Is it scary? I asked her, suddenly anxious. No, don't worry. It doesn't hurt, and you won't even be particularly sad. One morning you'll simply wake up, and it will be over, before you've even realized. Lying still, eyes closed, ears pricked, trying to sense the flow of the morning air, you'll feel that something has changed from the night before. And you'll know that you've lost something. That something has been disappeared from the island. My mother would talk like this only when we were in her studio in the basement. It was a large, dusty, rough-floored room.